these people holding up the Mexican flag, but nobody wants to live in Mexico. If we wouldn't want to live in Mexico, then why do the tios, the señores, the men, and the women too, they be working here for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They just live in one room sharing it with a bunch of dudes. They send all their money back so they can build houses for their families, and they can't wait. They're just counting down the minutes in a year until when they can actually go back. Even las familias that live here buying houses over there too. Every Mexican that I know own their houses here. They buy a house in Mexico too. They're building it or they're already bought it. So yes, nobody wants to live in the United States. I was born in the United States and I don't want to live in the United States. The next 5 years, I'm moving back to Mexico. Yes, we do want to live in Mexico. The only thing is that we're just making money here, so we can actually go back to live in Mexico. Ain't nobody trying to live in the sweatshop of a country with a Gucci belt on. The fuck?
So now that you see it for yourself, because there's been countless examples. I know that I've shown a couple of other videos where basically you have people from Mexico, in particular people from Mexico, because let's be clear, there's a lot of people that does it, but very few people actually say it out loud. They don't care, because they know that you're going to jock them and you're going to rock out with them and you're going to be licking them up, and sucking them up, and you want to be friends with them and you want to make sure that you advocate for them. And so while all of y'all is out there protesting, what they basically saying is they doing anything that they can to take advantage of the American system so that they can do what they want to do and then send all of their money back to Mexico. So when Trump said that, hey, it's not only a trade deficit, but, you know, you got the Mexican cartels, you got people taking advantage of it, and people come over here to the United States of America. And this is one of the reasons why they go undocumented, right? Because why go through a process to actually take years and doing the thing that you're supposed to do and going vetted and paying the fees and stuff to be here as an American citizen inside of the United States of America when historically all they had to do was climb over the border, act like that they under duress, act like they seeking asylum, when in reality they just trying to make sure that they run up a bag as much as they can, equivalent to what it is that'll allow for them to be able to thrive back in their own country. They save up, they build their house, they stack their coins, and then whatever, maybe even make a couple of investments, maybe run it up, and then they go back to their home country and they circulate the American dollar back there and they take advantage of what we've done as taxpayers. Why would they go through the process? Think about it for a second. Why would they go through the process of becoming an American citizen legally when they just trying to make sure that they take advantage of the system so that they can run it up back home? It don't make no sense, and this is why y'all stupid for aligning with them and protesting with them. They don't care. She'll tell you with her own mouth, and they not tripping about it, even if they, you know, are one of the ones who their parents was doing the right thing. They still maintain their culture. They still make sure that they go and support Mexico. Look, I went to Central Mexico, Querétaro, something like that. I forgot what the name of the city was. And I went there like a couple months ago, maybe a month and a half ago, and I went there specifically for some business, and then I also had to make sure that I went there for my daughter because, you know, she was doing some competitions there. So I had an opportunity to spend some time exploring the city and getting around, and some of y'all may have even seen it on the Darth Anton channel, but I had an opportunity to kind of see what was going on over there, right? And if you went to their malls, it was booming. But it was booming not necessarily from a bunch of tourists, because it's not a place that a whole bunch of people are even familiar with like that. But it was booming with people that is, you know what I'm saying, sending money back and whatever. And don't ask me how I know, but I know. And, you know, I was able to go and kick it with some people, and I wound up getting a host, and he kind of understood the culture, and he was explaining it to me and all of that stuff. And so I was just mind blown by the idea that nothing was actually made in Mexico, not the cars, not the manufacturing, but there were resources that were being spread around in the country that allowed for the people to be able to thrive. And they basically was having people in a partnership of people that were here in the United States of America. It wasn't uncommon for family members to have people here in the United States of America while at the same time taking advantage of the system and then ultimately a lot of times sending money back home. That would allow for them to be able to get their businesses up and running, to get their houses built and all of that stuff. And so, you know, it behooves me. It really is, because You know, I've always believed that we got to take care of ourselves first. And I've always also believed in legal migration, but we have to get the best and the brightest. And also we have to make sure that the people are actually here for America. So when I see them running around during these alleged protests as really covert riots, that's really ultimately funded by a lot of other people. And I think that there's a lot of also paid protesters that has admitted that they've been paid to go out here and protest. When I see these people doing these things and I see how things is playing out, and then I see y'all always wanting to be on the go along, get along train, and forget black culture, forget white culture, forget Asian, forget all of that American culture, right? When I see y'all paying y'all tax dollars, advocating for them to get free health care, to get free housing, to get all of this stuff, only for them to spit in your face and to say, listen, we don't even really rock with y'all at all. It's heartbreaking. It's disgusting. It's unreasonable for us to not be behind Trump, who is America first. He don't even separate himself based off of race, based off of culture, or any of that stuff. He says, if you are a legal migrant inside of the United States of America, we rock with you. If you are here undocumented illegally, if you get arrested doing something that you're not supposed to do, if you out here protesting and you against the police officers and the National Guard and the Marines, the only people that are against structure, that are against doing things that's right for the American people, are insurrectionists and are people that don't like this country. I've seen people turn our flag upside down, and I just couldn't even imagine. It's like, bro, this is crazy. It's crazy to see people turn our flag upside down, burn it, and then walk around with a Mexican flag, and then they feel comfortable doing it. Unreal. Unreal. We are so tolerant of everybody and anybody that come in. It's almost like us having a house, and you know, we pan that house off and we taking care of it, and we mow the grass and we make sure that, you know, we do all of the maintenance and we fix it up, only for somebody else to come in and say, hey man, I want to sleep in your bed, I want to eat your food, and I'm gonna take a doggy bag with me back to the place that I came from after I take advantage of it, and I want you still to pay for all of the maintenance, all of the upkeep, and to fix it back up after we leave. And then for all of the neighbors, for half of the neighbors, because that's who I look at liberals like, for half of the neighbors to come in and say, no, he needs to be able to stay in your house. That's what it kind of gives off to me. So when I see women like this who, you know, culturally, I've never seen them support anybody but themselves. They rock out with themselves. And then listen, I get it. If I'm an undocumented migrant, right? If I am from Mexico, I too would probably take advantage of a system, especially when I see a bunch of other people that are advocating for me to be able to take advantage of them and fleece them of their dollars and their money and their health care, and to be able to take advantage of their education system and then take it back home and run up a bag and then basically bolster it so that I can advocate for Claudia Sheinbaum, who is the president of Mexico, to be able to take advantage of American taxpayers through the trade war. I too would be advocating for, hey, make sure that y'all let us get this Fenty in and let China come in and build factories so that they can bypass American tariffs even though they're not for the country. Yeah, why not? Why not? Why wouldn't I be that if I am all about Mexico? If I was from Mexico, if I was about that life, if I was an undocumented migrant, I too would take advantage of these suckers that's out here protesting against me. And I always like to leave credit in the content creators, regardless of whether I agree with them or not, because it's the right thing to do. That link will be in the description. I'm curious, what do y'all think about basically these illegal migrants that's coming out and saying, listen, we cool with taking advantage of y'all. We ready to take advantage of y'all. We with it, and what you gonna do about it? I love you. I appreciate you. I'll see y'all in the comments.